Hi there. Welcome back to the I'm Still Here Messages from the Other Side podcast with Tammy Lawrence Sibilisti. Many of us have lost loved ones, and it brings a significant change in our lives. Our loved ones, however, would want us to continue to live on, being that we are still here. It's important for us to take care of our mental health as we move forward. So our intention is to continue to discuss grief, but widening our focus so that we might discuss other ways to help us live our lives. My hope is you continue this journey along with us as we shift to explore our new world with our loved ones hidden by our sides. Hi there. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking with Dr. Shelley Kerr. Shelley is from Dallas, Texas, and is a past life regressionist. Shelley has worked with thousands of people, helping them to achieve greater peace and happiness using hypnosis and energy work. She is the author of many books, including her latest, Journey Through the Akashic Records, Accessing Other Realms of Consciousness for Healing and Transformation. Hello, Shelley.
Tammy, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. This is great. So Akashic Records, can you just explain what that is for people that might not have any understanding of what it is?
Yes, there is an idea, a concept that everything that has ever been done in the past, everything that will be done in the future is out in a space where we can access this information to gain wisdom and insight and healing. Because we're in third dimensional reality, obviously, we need to put the Akashic Record into a space where we can get our minds wrapped around something that it's not like a physical place. We can't really go there. So we do different guided imagery sometimes to make it look like a library or it's a big file cabinet. But in essence, it's really just a piece of the multiverse. It has no form. It's interdimensional and really so vast that we cannot even understand it.
Mm-hmm. And we access it through meditation. I've taught this meditation to people before, and I'm sure there's many different types of meditation to take you to this library or however you design it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can go into it any way that we want. I think it depends on the individual, what resonates best with them. Some people like a library. You've got your own way. I mean, I think, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just depending on the individual.
Mm-hmm. So how many people do you think you've taken into their Akashic Records in past?
Well, my work is really in the realm of past life regression. And yet within that, so I've worked with thousands of different people through the past 20 plus years. And so I consider the place where we go to get past life information part of this Akashic realm as well. But sometimes people didn't always need regressions. And so this latest book that I have out is showing all of the different kinds of guided journeys that I've taken people on through the years and the different doorways they can go through. So probably, I mean, thousands of people into different parts of this multiverse type field.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to the book in a moment. I love taking people into past life regression because I love seeing their faces when they come out of it, that they actually got something from the meditative space. And they'll be like, do you think it's true? And I said, I don't know if it's true or not. What do you believe? Right?
I totally agree with that. It is. It's so weird, especially if they're a little bit skeptical or they're going, I don't know, this seems like something I want to try, but I'm not really sure. And then, yeah, they have this strange look on their face where they lean back and just kind of go, whoa, that was weird. And you're right. Like because they're kind of awake in it, but they're not. Pictures, thoughts, and feelings, they're very unusual or coming to their minds. And so it does feel like we're making it up. And I'm totally aligned with you. I mean, we don't know whether it's real or not, but as long as it's empowering, then that, for me anyway, is the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I know a few of the meditations that I've done, people find that they'll see someone from their current life experience within the past life experience. And they find that really resonating as well, because they're like, do you think I maybe knew them before in my past life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the best things that people can get out of past life regression, because, you know, not that anyone out in your audience has problems with relationships, Tammy, but, you know, our relationships do tend to be a bit challenging. And so it's good to go identify, you know, where we've known people in the past, so that then we can start to say, hey, what's working about that or what isn't working, and then try to make some changes if needed.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand with this. We talk about that often, is the soul contracts, that maybe the two of you are having these struggles because you asked for this experience before you got here. What, like, could you get your mind around that aspect? And sometimes they can, and sometimes they think I'm just out there. That's okay too.
Yeah, the first time many years ago, before I ever got into this, somebody told me, well, you know that you caused all this, right? You know that you signed up for all this. And I was like, what? I didn't sign up for this. Who would sign up for this crazy stuff? But once we wrap our minds around the idea that possibly we could have signed up for something, then that means that we could also sign up for the fact that, okay, great, that was wonderful. Don't want to do it anymore. I'd like to sign up for something new. And I think it's very empowering if we can get into that kind of a space.
Mm, and that's a hard concept for people if they're struggling with their experiences. For example, I work with a community of people who are going through a cancer journey. And the last thing I would ever say to them is that you signed up for this. But I think what happens is, before we incarnate, we probably sit down with a panel of our peers or something, and we say, okay, this is what I need for my soul's growth. So the individual who comes here on planet Earth, that human being, didn't necessarily ask for that in that instance, but the soul needs it to grow. Somebody explained it to me in the way that we do everything to extremes so that we get the most of the journey, again, for soul growth. So, you know, one time we might have been a slave, and then the next time we might have been one who enslaved the slaves in order to find balance within the experience. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with all of that. Yeah, I mean, nobody signs up for cancer. Nobody signs up for any of this. But yeah, there's some kind of soul growth, like you've mentioned. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And how it comes through, I mean, whatever we agreed to before we arrived, it can show up in all kinds of different ways with that idea of, as you've mentioned, soul growth, learning, compassion. Maybe, again, experiencing things being done to ourselves that perhaps we have participated in the past for some kind of balancing. I think there's a lot to that.
Mm-hmm. So you got certified as a hypnotist. Did you go right into like specializing in regression immediately, or what brought you on that path?
Yeah, the interest in past lives really started when I was a kid. We lived in Colorado Springs. I moved in around different places, but when we lived in the Springs when I was a little kid, there was a really famous book called The Search for Bridie Murphy, which viewers and listeners might have heard of before. It's a very famous case about a woman who had allergies. She went back into the past and went into her life in Ireland. And so that hypnotherapist and the woman lived in the Colorado Springs area. And my mother met them at a luncheon when I was a little kid, brought the book home. And this is what we were discussing at the family dinner table, which is a bit unusual, you know, to say the least. But there was something about it that really hit me. I said, wait a minute, this sounds really like the truth. And then as an adult, a friend of mine had been killed in a hiking accident. And I ended up, after years of struggling with this situation, somebody said, well, why don't you just go have a past life regression? I had one, and it transformed my feelings about the thing. You know, I think that's really where a lot of this comes in, is how I feel about things that are happening in my life creates how I'm experiencing my life. So suddenly I felt like, oh, I get it now. I don't need to feel horrible about this incident anymore. And it was so transformational that I then started going into learning the basics, but I went right into past lives. I've never really done the traditional route. I started developing my own methods and things like that. I'd had a near-death experience as well. I mean, I've written a lot of different books, and it's because there's a lot of different things that went on. But when I came out of my near-death experience, I just kind of had an inner knowing about this idea that it would be one thing if we can talk about our past lives, but there's an energetic component to that So if I lived in the Middle Ages, for example, there's an energetic thought form, if you will, that's connected to the memories of the past. And I was shown how to move those stuck energies out of people's fields. And then this is when I really believe I tapped into this, what we could call the Akashic realm. There was, I just had a knowing of things that were completely out of my awareness. And then that's when I began working with others. But there was never, I've never really done a lot of the really clinical hypnotherapy kind of stuff. I took the class and then I just began kind of doing my own thing from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and shaped it into something that's fully yours.
Ultimately, yes. And then, yeah, lots and lots of people I've worked with over the years. You just start to learn, as you know, what's working best for people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So near-death experience, can you talk a little bit more about that? And then we'll talk about your book.
Yeah. This was about back in 2000. Mm-hmm. I was going through a divorce. I was living back in Colorado again at the time. So that must be a very transformational place for me. And I started hearing an inner voice, which was not in my conscious awareness prior to that, just telling me, hey, there's something wrong with my heart. I'm not going to live much longer. And then one night, I didn't have an accident or anything like so many of the near-death cases describe, but I just lifted up out of my body and I went into some room with a group of light beings. And it was all very cerebral and nonverbal. I did recognize my grandmother who had passed away right after my birth. But other than her, I just saw some light beings. And then there was some concept about going back. I came back. I had a very weak heartbeat. They took me to the hospital, hooked me up to the machines. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And so they released me the next day and called it a virus. So, and then, you know, then that was it. And then I just came back. I was very shell-shocked, right? I was very sensitized to sounds and things like that. So I just went on a journey. I started studying. I didn't know what Reiki was, but I started looking into what is this weird energy that's coming out of my hands now all of a sudden. And so I went on a very long journey to try to figure that out, where I took classes. That's when I ended up studying lots of different things, trying to figure out what the heck was going on with me. And then I started doing that for other people.
So you incorporate Reiki with regression then, you're saying, or...
I did in the beginning, yes. And then I started being shown different healing modalities. So I've developed several healing modalities too, which are the subjects of some of my other books as well. So again, I just started doing kind of my own thing, but I began with Reiki and becoming a Reiki master and trying to figure things out on that level. And I've always combined these two things based on some, like I said, nonverbal, cerebral stuff that I was shown in the cosmic soup when I was out there.
Cosmic soup.
That's one of my favorite things, the cosmic soup. It just makes me laugh.
It does. Actually, I laughed. Anyway. So how can one transform their level of consciousness for healing using the Akashic records?
I really believe that one of the big things that I'm really passionate about at this point in my career is helping people realize that you have all the answers within yourself. You only need to know how to get there. And so I really believe within the Akashic realm, we have access to all kinds of information, obviously our past lives. And you mentioned earlier, like, what is my soul purpose? Did I make a plan before I got here? Who are my soul group? Who are my people? What are we learning together? And just so many different kinds of pieces of information that really puzzle us if we go through the proper spaces into the realm, we can actually answer these questions for ourselves. And I think when we find answers within ourselves for ourselves, then it's just very empowering. We own our personal power and we can get a lot more out of it, I think. I mean, everybody needs a good psychic reading once in a while. I mean, you know, obviously I love those too. I think though, when we answer these questions for ourselves by tapping into our own souls, the depth of the information is just a lot more impactful.
Mm-hmm. I used to hate it when people said all of the answers are within. Well, just tell me the answer. I don't want to look to find it.
I know that. Yes, I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
So in your book, you also speak about spirit guides. Can you talk about that part of your book?
Yes. I've always felt that we are surrounded by loving beings. In the earlier parts of my career, people always would define these beings as being like angels, but now more, there's more some angels, there's spirit guides, light beings, and all kinds of things. I really believe that we have these helpful energies that surround us and guide us through our lives. And so anytime I'm taking people on guided imagery journeys, I want them to have the experience of connecting with one of these loving presences who can really be like a friend, someone who's known your soul since the beginning of time, who potentially knows you better than you know yourself. It brings a level of comfort. It's kind of just like having a friend who really has your back and who's going to go with you on the journey. It can make it a lot easier. And also because when you go on journeys, you know, not everybody is visual. So not everyone is seeing the technicolor unicorn galloping across the sunset. You know, some of us are more, as I was, very kinesthetic. We're very touchy-feely. We have a hard time visualizing, or we hear an inner voice. And so having that guide there, if we can't come up with what's going on in a specific journey, we can say, well, have your guide explain it to you or have your guide show you something. And it just gives another layer of comfort as well as just the ability to tap into the information in a meaningful way.
In your book, do you show people or teach people how to connect with a spirit guide?
Yes. We have a huge section where we're going into that space to meet with the guide, asking the guide questions, getting to know them. And then all of the subsequent journeys that we can go on within the Akashic realm, we go with our guide. And so it's almost like getting a new friend, a friend maybe who's been looking out for us, but we didn't know them before. So the more we interact with this guide, it's like getting to know a friend. You get to know them better. You understand and you can speak to them and you can hear the guidance that they're giving you. It can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree with this. And again, people question this. I've taken people through connecting with spirit guides as well. And they come out of it sometimes questioning, well, that can't be true. I always take it back to, but what do you believe? Do you believe it to be true? Because if you believe it, then it's true. We can't prove an existence of this being.
Your point is so good. And it's one that I try to make a lot as well. I mean, you know, I'm not God. I don't know what's really going on here. Maybe the past life technique isn't exactly how this thing works. But the bottom line is, yes, it feels like we're making it up, obviously. And yet, if we can use this information, it's coming from somewhere. It's coming from maybe a similar space to dream imagery. I mean, we all know our dreams don't make any sense. And yet there's something that's being relayed at the soul level. And to me, like you, I mean, as long as the person feels empowered by the messaging, they understand the lesson they learned in the Middle Ages, for example, how are we using that now? How can that empower our current situation? As long as it's uplifting and empowering, I say, yes, why not? Let's engage in like the, you know, the imaginative and creative part of the self, because that's where healing begins.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. So when you do your own Akashic Records meditations, or do you call it regression or meditation?
Either. Yeah. My meditations, my regression meditations.
Right. So do you connect with your past lives as you're doing this?
I do. The last few years, I teach mainly classes where I'll have large groups of people. And when I'm taking them on these processes, I always see I have a big angel who waits for me in this space that we go to. And sometimes I will be shown different things about my past lives while I'm taking other people. But it'll just flash through my mind, or I'll have a thought. And then, of course, I'm busy working with others, but I'll go, oh, well, that was interesting, you know.
Yeah, you kind of have to like say, okay, guys, can you come to me later on? Because I need to be busy doing this right now.
Exactly. I'm in the middle of something. I don't do tons and tons of these regressions for myself. I really think they're tools. But over the last few years in particular, as I'm training other people to do regressions or I'm teaching these classes, I have had a lot more lately than I used to.
Mm. So what else is in your book? Besides, we've got spirit guides in there, you're guiding through Akashic Records. I thought I saw something about like maybe Edgar Cayce and...
Oh, yeah.
Thomas, I think, was even in there.
Yes. I talk about like, what is this realm that we're tapping into? And I mentioned a few of the key figures that everybody seems to be familiar with. Nostradamus, when he went and did his quatrains, was obviously tapping into something from the future. It's interesting with Nostradamus because his quatrains were so cryptic. So we can assign certain ones seem very believable. Others maybe, maybe not. But he was definitely tapping into something in a far-reaching future. And then, of course, there's Edgar Cayce, who's known as the most documented psychic of the 20th century. I've written several books for the Edgar Cayce Foundation. So he would go to sleep and he would go into a trance where he did not remember what he was talking about and gave over 14,000 individual readings to people about health conditions. He would suggest very crazy methods to remedy these situations, and yet they would work. And then, of course, the area that I love is when he told people about their past lives. I've written some books about that. His Egypt collection, where he talked to a bunch of Egyptians, and he was a reincarnated Egyptian high priest. He also recommended gemstones. That's the subject of a lot of my books, is healing gemstones. And he would prescribe the gemstone to a person, for example, that would vibrationally assist them in healing a certain aspect of past lives. And so we wonder then, where did he get this stuff from? And the value of that body of work is the fact that, you know, maybe he gave you a specific reading about your situation, but what we found is that that thing that he told you to do, it applies to some of the rest of us as well. And so therefore it's something that's become very popular. And so one of the things I talk about in the book, I really believe that we all have gifts and talents, and your gifts are different than mine. Your listeners are different than ours. And so, you know, God, creator, source puts you here for a specific reason. And I really feel like the Akashic realm helps individuals to find those things that they are most attuned with. I happen to be somebody who can very easily tap into looking at other people's past lives. You've got your own talents. And so within that, we've got lots of different kinds of journeys in this book to find our soul group, to do different things. And so one of the things people might be interested in is going, well, gee, I wonder if I could go out several thousand years in the future and I could become the next Nostradamus. And so there's a journey in there that would help you do that if that's what you want to try. And, you know, if you go and try the journey, you may get something and then you may go, whoa, I have a talent for this, or you may not get a thing. And so I think that the information is accessible to everyone. And yet I also think within that realm that the things that are meant for you are going to be the things that you receive from the realm, because it's unlimited in size. So it would be like if you're walking into a warehouse and you want to find a package, you need to know that it's over there in that back corner on the third shelf from the bottom, on row 13 or whatever, and you need to pick it up and go get it. And so I think that we're guided into the space of unlimited capacity to the things that we most resonate with. And so one of the ideas I'm trying to get across in the book is use these journeys, try them. You know, some of them are going to be like, what? I don't like that. Some of them are going to be like, this is cool. And I think through this, just like many things in life, you take different classes, you try to learn what you like, what you don't like. Sometimes you get as much out of something you don't like as something you do, and you start to develop through that. Who are you? You know, knowing ourselves, understanding ourselves at a soul level can be super, super impactful. And just realizing after a while, I'm trying to encourage people, guess what? Certain things are really easy for you. So go there. That's the doors that are opening, you know? And so I think through the exploration, we get to hopefully know ourselves at a deeper level, hopefully, which is obviously a lifelong endeavor, as I and you know.
Absolutely. I never thought about using the Akashic Records to go into the future. I've always used it for past. Interesting.
Yeah, I've never thought of it either, but I figured, hey, we had to go there because you know someone's going to think about it. So. It's never been anything that I've been able to do. So,
yeah, Yeah, exactly. If people wanted to find you online, where would they go?
My website is pastlifelady.com because my last name is so hard to spell that I figured they needed help finding me. So it's just pastlifelady.com.
Very good. And for your book, where could they get the book?
If they check out pastlifelady.com, there's a book link there. And so all the information is there. They can go over to Amazon or there's other, it's on barnesandnoble.com and different things like that.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Shelley. We appreciate it.
Tammy, you're amazing. I wish you much success and joy. And it's been great to talk to another kindred spirit who thinks about things the same way I do. So blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We're grateful to our guests for sharing their experience and their knowledge with us. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with others who might find it helpful. Be sure to follow our links on social media, which were offered in the show notes. A special shout out to Kevin McLeod and Incomputech for our background music entitled Happy Dreams. Wishing you a fabulous day.